Mr. Morris discussing whether something that was mutter when Shabbos came in and then became osur remains mutter the whole Shabbos or not. Itmar, on the bottom of the side of Gimel on the days. Kosso Shabin Shte Chatzeros Shinafal. They had a wall that separated two Chatzeros, and each Chatzer made an Eruv by themselves. So each one was mutter to carry within their own Chatzer when Shabbos came in. And if the wall fell on Shabbos. So Rav Omar Ein Matalt Mimbol of Adal Ramas. Rav holds that you can't carry in either Chatzer more than Dalai Lamas. So Rashi, Rav Omar Eimatalt Mimbol of Barba, Rav Leslie Hoyle the Hutra Hutra. First thing, Rav doesn't hold that since it was mutter, when Shabbos came in, it remains mutter. But why can't you carry more than Dalai Lamas in the Chatzer? And why can't you carry into the other Chatzer? Because what's it called? The halacha is that Chatzeris are all considered one Rishos. See one second. So it's not considered one chatzer because when Shabbos came in, it was two separate chatzeros because of the wall. The kaimalon chatzer shalom yirva divri hakol metalklin kalim sheshavsu bavira. Right? If you consider it like one big chatzer now, you should be able to carry kalim in the chatzer that were in the chatzer when Shabbos came in. So why does Rav hold you can't carry any kalim more than Dalai Lamas? When can you carry kalim in a chatzer that were in the chatzer when Shabbos came in, when it's one chatzer? Here they remain two separate chatzeros that are asur one to the other because they have no eruv between them, and therefore the nimtzeis kolachas prutsa v'nilua l'makom asur lo, and therefore each one is parutz to a place that's asur to it. Afogad the Kaimalon, the Chatzeros Rishus Ahasein, and the Chara, all Chatzeros are considered one Rishus, even if they belong to different people. So what do I care that the wall fell down, and we have two separate Chatzeros that are now connected, and there's only an Eruv separately for each one? The Chara, if the Kalim that were in the Chatzer, you should be able to carry it into the other Chatzer, all one Rishus. No. Why? We said that it's talking where each one made a separate eruv to itself. And Rav, Litame, Rav is going according to Yeshita. The Omer Halacha Krip Shimon, Vahu Shalom Irvu. Aval Irvu Shdeir Shuvu said. Rav is Lishitaso. Rav said before that the only time you can carry from one chatzer to the other one is if there was no eruv in each separate chatzer with the houses. Because then we're afraid that kalim that originated in the house will be taken into the other chatzer. And that's us. So in Nail over here, what happened was, when Shabbos came in, there was an Eruv, in each separate one. And now, each one can't make use of that Eruv anymore, because they're parched to a place that is usher. But they can't also carry kalim from one chatzer to the other, because the mice, when Shabbos came in, they did have an Eruv. And there are kalim in the chatzer that were taken from the house. So therefore, they can't carry anything more than arba'amos in either of the chatzeros, and they surely can't carry from one chatzer to the other. Okay. So that's Rav, according
to
Rav.
Why is it any worse than Bittel?
What?
Why is it any worse than Bittel? When you can do mevatel or shus?
Because there's not porridge to a place that's chatzer. The rishus becomes different. Here it's part of it to another place. It's us. That's why it can't carry. And the little people, nobody's involved with the rishus to anybody.
But just like Bittel,
there's two separate things. There's two separate rishus here, and one is also to the other. By Bittel, the rishus becomes one rishus, and there's no issue. There's no part to anything.
Okay.
And Shmuel says, no, it remains mutter, exactly what was mutter when Shabbos came in, is mutter now. And just like when Shabbos came in, each one could carry till the wall, now they can carry till where the wall was. Just like it was when Shabbos came in. We say that since when Shabbos came in it was mutter, it remains the same heter the whole Shabbos. And it's not only talking about kelim that were in the chatzer, even kelim that were in the house. You can carry in the whole chatzer till the place where the wall was. Kamar Shmuel. Because if we're talking about kelim that were in the chatzer, even if Shmuel wouldn't hold that kiven shechatra chatra, he holds that you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other, even if they made an eruv. The Shmuel Shitasa holds that even if they had no wall bechal, you're allowed to carry from one chatzar to the other chatzar what was in the chatzar when Shabbos came in, because he doesn't hold that this gzera, that if they each one had a separate eruv, that we're afraid they'll carry kelim for the house. The Afagat the Hashta, Havilu chatzar achas, Kishanafa. Even though now it became one big chatzar, right? And it's a big chatzar that they didn't have an eruv between each other. So it's parents to a place that's asher. Kishanafa, lo asher lo batim. Toshari lafuki mi batim b'chatzar, ho avuhutu mitzvah Shabbos. Here it's not parents to a makom that's asher, because since they were allowed to carry from the house into the chatzar, when Shabbos came in, that heter remains. V'chadarad lavathir, shitmarel mechol hitmar. That which Rav said, that you can't carry in the chatzar when the wall fell down, more than Dawud Amis, was said, what's it called, not Betherish, but we learned it from a Maisa that happened. The Rav Shmuel had a Yasli Bahu chatzar. Rav Shmuel was sitting in a chatzar, Nofal Gud with the Beni Beni. In this case, there was two chatzeros that were separated by a wall. Each one made their separate Eruv, and the wall fell down on Shabbos. Omer lo Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Shkulu glima, negidu ba, put up a mechitza. Take your coat and put it up as a mechitza and reconstruct the wall between the chatzeros. We'll see 1 second how that was mutter. So Adrinu Rav lape. So Rav turned his face to show that he was not happy with what Shmuel said. Omer lo Shmuel, so Shmuel said, I kapit aga, if Rav is mafbit, Shkulu hemne the kitruba. And take his belt and use it to attach the mechitza. In other words, what I said is right, listen to me, and if Rav doesn't like it, right, force him to be involved. Take his belt and make part of the mechitza with his belt. So he says, now, Shmuel, Amali, huh? What does Shmuel need the mechitza for? Shmuel holds his mutter without putting up any other mechitza. So he says, Shmuel, Amali, it's news of the Amal. No, he just wanted something for tzniyas not to be exposed to the other chatzar. They wanted privacy. And adarab, that's why he was allowed to put up the mechitza. Because a mechitza that's not on top, if it's not a mechitza on a terrace, if it's not needed to be matter something, then it's okay to put up on Shabbos. You can put up a mechitza that is what you call, that is horizontal. No, that's a vertical mechitza, a side mechitza, if it's not mechitza, my terrace. Since Shmuel held, he didn't need that mechitza.